Chapter 29. Trust. Question. Is it true what L. Ron Hubbard once said, on the day we can fully trust each other, there will be peace on earth? Answer. No, not really, because the way he said it makes it sound like we should be working to learn to trust each other, and if we would succeed, we'd have peace on earth. That's just another incorrect twist to the truth that happens inside the movie theater. The intentional community I have been associated with for over 17 years has spent most of that time trying to learn to trust each other, using various techniques and processes, such as the forum. I can say they've made some progress, and their community is perhaps more peaceful than other places to live, but I can't say they've gone very far. Trusting each other, however, is not a goal to be worked for. It's a byproduct, like Jed McKenna talked about non-attachment. It's something that happens as a result of something else. The only thing anyone ever has to trust is their infinite I. If you trust your infinite I, you automatically trust everyone and everything in your holographic experiences, since your infinite eye creates them all for you down to the smallest detail. If you trust your infinite eye and someone appears in your hologram, you know you can trust them too. Trust them to read the movie script written by your infinite eye word for word, since they are only there at the request and approval of your own infinite eye. In fact, it's futile to spend time trying to trust each other when there is always the possibility in the back of your mind that someone out there could do something bad to you. If you fully trust your infinite eye, you know that's simply not possible. Therefore, it would be more accurate to say, on the day when you can fully trust your infinite eye, you will experience peace on earth. Yes, individual peace is possible, regardless of what is going on out there in your hologram. In fact, individual peace is the only thing you have any control over through your free will to react and respond to your holographic experiences. War and violence may be raging all around you, and you can still be in peace because you fully trust your infinite eye and the experiences it creates for you. We could also say on a larger scale, on the day when we all can fully trust our infinite eyes, we will experience peace on earth. But that will only happen one player at a time, unilaterally trusting their own infinite eye, which, as I said in Chapter 18, is not something that comes easily at first. We have spent many years not trusting our infinite eye, blaming it for our condition in life, resisting the experiences it was creating for us. It can take time to change that. But if you use Robert's process and spiritual autolysis, and let go of your judgments, beliefs, opinions, and fears, and especially the layers of ego that want you to think you're driving the bus, you will soon know with certainty your infinite eye can be trusted, and, in fact, is the only thing you ever need to trust. All else follows. As the Holy Bible says in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 6, verse 31, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Paraphrased in the language of the holographic universe, focus on trusting your infinite eye, and know that it will take care of all the rest. But, you ask, are you saying I really do not have to do anything? I mean, am I just supposed to sit back and trust that my infinite eye will feed me, or clothe my family, or keep a roof over our heads and take care of all our needs? Isn't that being just a tad bit irresponsible? Well, yes, that's what I'm saying, and no, it's not irresponsible at all, which of course would be a judgment and a belief, again probably learned from the parents. After all, who else can create the hologram with the food and clothes you and your family need and the roof over your heads other than your infinite eye? But I want to make sure we're putting the emphasis on the right word. Do I really not have to do anything? All you have to do is be the player and experience the holographic universe your infinite eye creates for you. Nothing else. I don't want to give the impression that all a second-half player does is sit around all day. That would be totally boring, unless it brings you total joy to do so. In fact, life in the cocoon is fuller and more interesting and more active than ever. But instead of trying to make something happen, or having goals or agendas or plans or objectives, you simply react and respond moment by moment to the present circumstances created by your infinite eye. In the second half, the only way you can live is in reactive mode, as Robert Sheinfeld calls it. By the word reactive, I also don't want to imply that you don't make decisions. You do. Sometimes even decisions that involve the future. Like scheduling to give a seminar or agreeing on a date for a child's wedding. When a holographic experience appears in our reality, we are free to act on it, to take whatever action is appropriate and necessary in that moment. That's a lot different than trying to make something happen or believing we must do something in order to have a life. An infinite eye probably has a lot of interesting experiences planned for its player, especially in the second half of the game, if we would stop trying to create our own lives and trust our infinite eye to bring us a life we could only dream of, and certainly are not capable of creating ourselves. You're listening to this book, I assume, because you aren't totally happy with the way things are going in your life. I also assume you've been trying to be the bus driver. Why not give your infinite eye a shot at it? Really trust it. Let go and give it a chance. You can start by experimenting with the three exercises I outlined in Chapter 18, doing only what brings you joy for 24 hours, not trying to make anything happen for 24 hours, and just saying yes to everything that appears in your hologram for 24 hours. By the end of those 3 days, I have full confidence you will have enough direct experience that your infinite eye can be trusted, and you will start exercising that trust more and more. All trust begins with trusting your own infinite eye.